Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, coming to you once again from beautiful but crisp Connecticut. I hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend with your family, with your loved ones. But my, do we have some stunning news on the 2024 front. The ultra-leftists over at Salon.com are admitting that Trump is not just going to win 2024 in a blowout, but when he does, their hopes of having a woke takeover of America will be permanently dashed. Wait until you see this, gang. But first, of course, Christmas is coming, and you've got to click on that link below and take advantage of Mike Lindell's unbelievable holiday discounts. No one, and I mean no one, is offering better savings like Mike is this holiday season. Click on that link below and treat yourself to over 60% off of all of Mike's products. 60% off his incredible MyPillow 2.0, 60% off Mike's wildly comfortable slippers, 60% off MyPillow mattress toppers, and on top of all of that, Mike is giving you totally free shipping as well. Order as many incredible MyPillow products as you want. I personally love Mike's Giza Dream Sheets, which are also over 60% off, and you pay absolutely nothing in shipping. But this crazy offer is going fast, so don't wait. Click on that link below. Support Mike Lindell as he fights for election integrity, and surprise a patriot in your life with some of the most comfortable bedwear around this Christmas. Click on that link below or go to mypillow.com/Turley. Free shipping all the way through November 28th. So don't wait. Click on the link below and save big today. All right, gang, let's dive right in here. So this, gang, this is just too good. You're going to love this. More and more far-left websites like Salon.com, Slate, Vice, which of course just filed for bankruptcy. More and more the woke far-left are actually coming to the realization, the horrifying realization for them, that Trump's victory in 2024 appears virtually inevitable at this point. And now they're trying to imagine, to their horror, what a Trump 2.0 America look like. And I'm thinking in particular of a piece that just came out on Salon.com by one of the most far-left writers, Chauncey DeVega. And it's entitled, Democracy's Last Thanksgiving. I kid you not. Democracy's Last Thanksgiving. Experts imagine America in a year if Trump wins the 2024 election. And it has the tagline, if Trump wins in 2024, it'll be a dark Thanksgiving indeed. Now, I need not tell you that the very fact articles like this are being written is itself a not so tacit admission that these woke far leftists are themselves realizing that Biden is politically imploding, all as Trump is surging. And I mean surging. Did you see the latest Harvard-Harris poll that just came out? Trump is crushing Biden by 7 points, 47 to 40. He's winning independents by double digits. And that's key. I mean, this is crazy stuff. That's key. All of the polling out there right now shows that Trump has a double-digit lead among independents. It was just a few minutes back. I checked this right before I started this video. The latest CBS poll is Trump beating Biden by 10 points among independents, 54 to 44. The latest Fox News poll is Trump crushing Biden by 16 among independents, 53 to 36. The latest NBC poll is Trump up 11 with independents. I mean, this is absolutely nuts, the way Trump is running away with this thing. Again, we always knew he would. The question was simply a matter of when he would completely break away from Biden. And that's because, as Byron York puts it, and keep in mind, Byron York is no Trump fan, but even he admitted that Trump is absolutely surging precisely because he has the simplest campaign pitch in the world. One, things were good when I was president. Two, everything has gone to hell since Joe Biden became president. Three, elect me and I'll make things good again. That's been the whole of Trump's campaign. When I was president, we had peace abroad, prosperity at home. Biden came in and has since given us endless wars and domestic depression. Vote for me and I'll restore peace and prosperity. That simple. And whether the left likes it or not, again, as Byron York admits, this simple message is clearly resonating with many voters. And so now you've got members of the far left openly panicking that not only is a Trump victory virtually inevitable at this point, but that he will implement the single most anti-woke, left-wing crushing agenda in American history. And that's precisely what this guy over Salon.com is openly fretting about. And the article, which interviewed all these far-left activists, what this guy calls experts, ha-ha. The article lists out what these so-called experts are most concerned about with a successful Trump return. And I kid you not, their first and foremost concern, I kid you not, is that it will represent the end of trans rights in America. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. That's what these woke freaks are most worried about. But their number one concern is that Trump's America would mean the end of trans rights permanently. Rick Wilson of the utterly odious and filthy Lincoln Project, he was another of these so-called experts interviewed. And for him, a Trump return would, again, I kid you not, mean weaponizing the government and the legal system against his political opponents. Maybe Trump will even arrange to have them gagged. What do you think? A gag order, right? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Others said that they were seriously considering leaving the country with their families, such as we may end up seeing this mass exodus of woke liberals who are scared to death that Trump is going to inflict on them the very weaponized legalism that they've been trying to inflict on him. So obviously, when all is said and done, this entire article is infested with what's called projection, which is accusing others of the very crimes you yourself commit. Virtually every one of these woke leftists excoriate Trump for the very crimes they themselves routinely commit. This is what's called projection. It's ascribing to others the very sins of which you yourself are guilty. Remember, these are the people who have been openly cheerleading the weaponization of our legal system against President Trump. They've been openly cheerleading every indictment, every gag order, every DA or AG who openly campaigned on using the legal system to take Trump down. They openly cheerled investigating a man in order to find a crime. And then they turn around and unilaterally declare that it is Trump who's an affront to democracy. They do everything they possibly can to deliberately interfere in the democratic integrity of an election and then wail and gnash their teeth that this guy, Trump, could actually end up getting successfully elected. And then they turn around and call that a threat to democracy. I mean, it's literally beyond absurd. But again, it's all an admission that they're recognizing that their days in power are coming to an end. Trump really is beginning to run away with this, and the woke left is suddenly and rightfully becoming very, very frightened indeed. Don't forget, gang, click on that link below. Enjoy the amazing savings from Mike Lindell. 60% off all items along with free shipping, but that's just for a limited time, so don't wait. Click on that link right now and get your Christmas shopping done early today. God bless, gang. I love you.